Welcome to the Frontier Banter Podcast.
My name is Colonel Derek Baird, and I am here with
Command Sergeant Major Bill Pearson.
And we got two additional guests today on the Frontier Banter Podcast. They're from our Army Wellness Center, also the formerly known as, or also known as, the Graham Performance Enhancement Center. It's a mouthful, or the GPEC. So yeah. I'm going to turn it over to y'all to introduce yourselves.
I'm Erica. I'm the health technician, promotion technician.
Okay.
I just started a few months ago, so I'm still getting my bearings with everything, but I'm awesome. Having a good time, and it's a great place to be.
Oh, good. Nice. Way to sell it. I love it. Yes.
I'm Chad. I'm one of the health educators there. I've been there about 3 years or so. So
really appreciate y'all being on here today, especially as our first guest, if you will. So I think, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but Sergeant Major and I are really big into health and holistic fitness. I think that's kind of the crux of what we're going to talk today. Okay. You know, and some things that we want to do for our organization, really for the Army and the civilian population here, is how do we look at physical fitness leads to mental fitness and spiritual fitness? Because we're big, and that's what we, at least that's what I consider as health and holistic fitness. So on that same vein, with the Army Wellness Center at the GPEC, or the Graham Performance Enhancement Center. It's a mouthful. All right, so for y'all, what is that? We talk health and holistic fitness. What does that mean in the Army Wellness Center perspective? And what do you do for our Army community and our civilian population?
Kind of go off what the Army Armed Forces Wellness Center say we do. So we provide programs and services that improve sustained health, performance, readiness, and total army delivered by trained professionals.
So it's a very doctoral answer.
Well, I mean, I feel like they want me to say that.
Yeah, so. No. I want to say office space. So what is it that you do?
Yeah. What do you say you do?
So what is it that you, so taking that very doctrinal regulatory answer.
Put it on there. That's what they want.
No, I love it. But what is it that, you know, Chad, for you, like, what is it that you want folks to know about the Army Wellness Center in your purview?
I mean, if you come to us, we're going to tell you, you know, evidence-based stuff. Like, you're not just going to get some stuff you heard off the internet or one of the fitness influencers. I mean, the stuff we know that we're going to tell you is stuff that really works. And it may not be quick fixes like they're going to tell you, like, online, like, oh, do this, you're going to get fit in 30 days or whatever. We're going to tell you, hey, it's going to take time, but making these lifestyle changes, you know, it's going to be better for the long run. So it's all evidence-based. I mean, we've all been doing this for years, so, and we're always doing continued education. So everything we're doing is usually up to date, right? So some people get stuck in old ways, and they're still putting out old information because they're not reading this new literature and stuff that's coming out. So we try to stay on top of that. We're finding out new stuff all the time that we once believed, but it's just not what we thought. So,
no, it's awesome. What about you, Erica? Like, what, in your purview and being here for 3 or 4 months now, mm-hmm. what do you want folks to know about the Army Wellness Center?
Well, that it's there and it's available to use, for one thing, because I mean, I feel like I'm a military spouse as well. And I feel like every base we've been to, I've gone to the Wellness Center because I love what they offer. And I feel like at every place I've gone, the educators are very professional. They're educated on the subjects. They know what they're talking about. And being as I'm also in that industry, it's nice to be able to get feedback from people who are also very educated on what they're speaking of. Yeah. So, but not only that, it's, you know, we don't just put you in the hurt feelings machine. That's what they call it, the bod pod.
I love the bod pod.
We're not just the bod pod. Like, there's other services that we offer. So
yeah, so I think, I don't want to say fail. I think that's where the Army needs to do a much better job at is people think Wellness Center, they think, hey, somebody failed tape, send them to the Wellness Center, put them in the bod. You know, I think we need to do a much better job at sending people there who are looking to take their fitness to the next level.
Right.
So, like, for instance, myself, you know, a little while ago, I was getting ready for an ultra. So I came to you guys, like, hey, I need to tweak my dieting. I need to figure out where my VO2 max is. I think that's where the Army needs to promote that a little bit more. No matter how fit you think you are, you can go to the Wellness Center because you guys are far more educated than I am at that stuff. And use you to our advantage to just keep taking us up another tier.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the first time I ever used a wellness center was in the Command and General Staff College in 2010 at CGSC at Fort Leavenworth. And that was the first time we went through all the different stations to look at your metrics, if you will, like your VO2 max, you know, the percentage of oxygen that you use and these other things and how well you use it. The BOD pod, which for those out there, if you've never used the BOD pod, they'll tell on you. If you think the tape test is bad, wait till you send the BOD pod. But the other thing I thought, you know, like Sergeant Major brought up was, I think the good thing about the Wellness Center is it can get you, like he said, to the next level. I was doing my second marathon. I'd done one a few months before I went to CGSC. It was in California. The first one I'd ever done. Didn't have any good nutrition. I just kind of winged it. But then when I went to the Wellness Center, I said, hey, you know, I need a nutrition plan. I need this. You know, and then Chad, like you said, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, because who we are and what we look like is oftentimes what we eat, right? People tell you you are what you eat, and it's very true. And you're not going to put in, like, you know, 87 octane into a higher performance Ferrari race car or a NASCAR. You're going to put in, like, you know, 92 octane. You're going to put in the thing that's going to make it run the best.
Right.
And I think you guys allow that to happen, right? Like, you're kind of the folks that allow us to do that, or not allow us to, yeah, but provide some good insight on why we do it, right?
Well, we try to.
Well, yeah. I think it's good that you said earlier too, Chad, is people are always looking for the quick fix and the shortcut. And to steal a line from my friend Buddy, if the shortcut was the better way, it would just be the way and it wouldn't be a shortcut. Yeah. So we need to get people out of the mindset of looking for that quick fix. Mm. Now listen, you can get anybody to drop a bunch of weight shortly or quickly. It's maintaining that that's where they're always going to fail. And that's where you guys really come into play and teach them the right way. And because the shortcut is never the best way.
For sure.
Yeah, it's like a quick rich scheme or get rich quick scheme. Yeah. You know, those things never work unless you get lucky and you know you're like the less than 1% that happens. So for y'all, what are your purview? What is your top three programs that you would recommend to our listeners at the Army Wellness Center? And then not just that, but what do they provide for folks when they come in?
I think one of the best things I think is the metabolic test. Because, you know, the BOD pod, you can come in, it tells you how much body fat you have. Okay, what can you do with that information? You just kind of know. It's like just tells you how much body fat.
Yeah.
But the metabolic test, we can actually tell you how many calories you need to be able to eat to reach your goals, whether that's lose weight, gain weight, or maintain even. So that's a number you can leave with that you can actually use, and it's going to benefit you. But we just get that stigma. We're just there for the BOD pod and stuff. Then people come in, yeah, like, oh, you guys do all this other stuff. I'm like, learn where your calories are, because we see it's very, very common for people to come in as severely under eating. They want to train 2 times a day. They're eating one meal a day, wondering why they're not, you know, look like these bodybuilders and stuff. They're like, well, I'm training all this time. So I'm like, let's sit down. Let's show you how many calories you need, and then you can take this and actually use it. So,
you know, someone once told me, if you want to get big, you got to eat big.
Yeah.
Eat appropriately big.
For sure. Yes.
Right? But you got to eat big, right?
And yes.
So it's funny. Also, I think sometimes people think they burn more calories than they think they do.
Oh, for sure. It's a big. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And what a lot of people don't also understand is that in order for your metabolism to work, you have to eat. I'm going to eat the least amount of food I possibly can, and it's going to make me lose weight. If anything, if you look at fact-based evidence, you gain more weight because your metabolism slows down, and your body is like a machine. It knows. It'll hold on to the good stuff, and it thinks that fats and protein are what's good for it.
Yep.
And whatever muscle mass you have is just going to kind of deteriorate and go away.
It gets eaten up too, right?
Yeah.
And no, I like that because I was always told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know, break fast, right? You're breaking your fast. Yep. And I know a lot of folks that I know don't eat breakfast, which I gotta tell you, Sergeant Major knows, I get hangry like everybody else does, and I don't eat breakfast. And even if it's just some fruit, I mean, if I don't get some of that, I become a bear just out of hibernation. You know, you're just like, oh my God. Yeah.
Right,
you
know? I don't know how people do it.
So, I don't either. But to your point, you gotta eat.
You have to eat.
To stay healthy.
Yes.
In a good way, right? You know, so.
And if you're trying to take your training to the next level, even if you're just beginning, like, the hardest part, I think, for a lot of people is their relationship with the food, because they've always, it's been like a stigma that food is like the enemy, but it's not. Your body needs it. It's what you're giving it. Yeah. So if you're feeding it good things, your results are going to be way better than if you go to Burger King or McDonald's twice or three times a week, two times a day, and you're like, why? I'm exercising. Why isn't it working? Well, lifestyle change. Yeah, you have to change your habits.
When I started doing the long distance stuff and I came to you guys, I realized I was about 1,000 calories short a day.
That's how most people are.
It's crazy.
Because I ramped up my running, but I was eating the same. Mm-hmm. And I started to notice a significant difference in my performance. I was like, man, what is going on? That's when I came to you guys, like, oh, I'm about 1,600 calories short of what I should be at.
Yeah.
There's that, you know, that saying, like, move more, eat less, right? So these people, they've taken to extreme. I think it's move more, eat more, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you got to think about it that way. Like,
right.
you're doing more, now you got to eat more. But you just do that slight deficit to be able to lose some weight while you're doing this, while you're still fueling your body. So they just take it to this extreme. They're like, hey, I'm eating 1,000 calories. I'm training two times a day. And I'm like, how are you still alive? Like, I don't even understand how you can even function, how you're even talking to me right now. So... And then they turn around and just fuel it with energy drinks and try to offset it all with that. So they're like, I'm like, you guys need to go take a nap and go get a big dinner. So,
yeah.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, so. Or drink water. Like, it's good for you. Okay, so Erica, for you, same question that Chad had. So what do you think is your like top program that you want folks to know about that y'all do at the Wellness Center?
Well, he took the metabolic rate.
It's the best. I mean, no.
I think the VO2 test.
Yeah.
I think that people should really take advantage of that, because it will break down your heart rate training zones for whatever your specific goals are. So it'll say if you need to be within this range for fat burning. For your cardiovascular system, you need to be within this range. And it humbled me the other day, because I did it. And I feel like I'm pretty fit, but I did, like, slack on my cardio lately.
Yeah.
And Angel was like... normally people don't go past like 5, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go past 5. Nope, sure did not. She was like, you're there. I was like, no, give me a minute, I can lower it, hold on. But it's just, our body is, it's just crazy.
Like, you know, it's not, like, we're both recovering from some injuries. Like, I broke a collarbone about 11 weeks ago, I think, and on a triathlon. The good thing is, when I fell off the bike, I got back on, slapped a chain on, kept going, and raced out. So it was great. Didn't realize it was broken. I knew it hurt. I heard it, but...
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. Tough guys do tough guy things, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Tough guys do tough guy things, right? We just get past it. But afterwards, I couldn't put my shirt off. So I knew it was probably time to go to the ER.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine.
I may have helped him put a shirt on.
It's awkward. but yeah, so it's not just the performance part, but there's a recovery aspect, I guess, is what I want to get after. Because when I talk to physical therapists, when I talk to... PAs, physician assistants, doctors, y'all, you know, and folks in the community, the wellness community. One thing that we both realize over time, and I've got lots of friends in the Army, obviously, is that we go hard a lot, and we do not do well with recovery. Some people are better than others. So I'm interested in y'all's perspective on why that's equally important. Not only do we have nutrition, we work out. But what is recovery and then a rest plan? Because I think you guys do really well with making sure folks had that in their practice.
It's important. Like, you have to, your muscles, just like if you have an injury, like when you train, when you lift weights, you're actually like breaking down muscle to build more. So if you just go hard 24/7, 7 days a week, your body isn't able to grow and build off that because it's constantly trying to heal itself. Whereas, let's say you train 5 days a week and you break up your muscles and then you take the weekend off, that's like a good time for you to just relax. Your muscles are healing, you're fueling, you're hydrating, doing all the proper things, and then you're ready to go back at it on Monday.
It's good. It's good. Especially as we, again, we see a lot of injuries from our, in the Army population. You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, it's a holistic event, right? So you're recruiting from the population. We have a big obesity problem in America. We all know this. Or not just obesity, but a non-fit population. I know some people out there are like, oh, Derek, I can't believe you said that. But it's true. Facts are true.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Right? And so now you got trainees, you got young soldiers at any rank, may not be used to the load that they're given. You guys can provide a method for training. So how many units, or would you recommend a units like commanders, you know, smokes or platoon sergeants, young lieutenants, you know, young NCOs, what would you recommend? Should they come in to see you for like a 90-day plan or a 1-month PT? Like, how do y'all, like, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, someone that just wants a workout program?
Yeah, so like for like PT in the morning, if okay. I have a squad or a platoon that I want to do PT with, and but I've never, like, I gotta tell you, when I first joined the Army, I don't know about you, but I didn't know how to build a workout plan. I knew how to look for one for me.
Yeah. And before you answer that, the thing I noticed too, I started to see it when I was a first sergeant, and then when I became a battalion CSM, as much as I hate talking generational differences, some of them are just factual as well. The generation that's entering the Army now has been a lot more sedentary than we were. So a lot of them, we're seeing a lot more profiles and injuries because a lot of them have just never worked out before. So I was just telling my wife the other day, and I think I told you too, I was in the gym yesterday and saw some of the worst forms I've ever seen. I was watching somebody do hang cleans, and I was having an anxiety attack, waiting for vertebrae to just pop out of his spine. Yes. So have you seen a lot of that as well, or people have been coming in that have just never done any of this before?
I mean, they're showing now that these kids are so sedentary that they're coming in with osteoporosis, so like bones of like an older person should be having, and they're getting broken bones because they have osteoporosis at 18. It's insane.
That's nuts.
Because they're not doing any kind of load bearing, no nothing. They're not jumping out of trees or not. You know, they're not doing anything to strengthen those bones, and so they just come in super weak. And we even talked to some of the Marines, some of the leadership there, and they're talking about these guys are just doing normal stuff and like breaking bones and stuff, just not even doing anything crazy, just a normal exercise. Just their bones can't handle it. It's crazy. So.
Yeah, so if I'm a new, let's say I'm a new non-commissioned officer, I'm put in charge of my squad or my section or you name it, and I want to be able to provide a really good physical training program or a lifestyle change, nutrition, whatever, what can I do as a young non-commissioned officer with the wellness center?
I mean, you can come talk to us and we can definitely educate you on proper ways to set up a training program. We can set them up and we can go over with them so they can take it back to their unit. Because what it is, like you're saying, you know, a lot of these guys don't know how to train and they're just, it's trickling down from person to person. And they think they just got to go out and run a ton. Like, oh, we got to run. Sure, running is great. But you start getting those overuse injuries. So we can bring these guys in and talk to them. Hey, look, you need to be running X amount of times a week. You know, based off of, you know, what's recommended, you can base your running off that. Then make sure you're incorporating strength training and everything like that. So we can kind of come up with an overall plan, but we'd like them to kind of do it on their own too, so they're just not coming to us every time.
Yeah.
So we can kind of give them a structure of what they should be doing, and then they can kind of come up with some stuff. Because, I mean, if we're just, you know, giving you what you should do, they're never going to learn. So, and these guys are going to be in leadership positions. They need to kind of know. So. And then we actually have a class, the ACFT class, that we actually go over exercises, you know, different things you can do to improve the ACFT. So if anybody ever wants to bring their people there, we can always do our class. We talk about alternate exercises to improve those exercises and how many times you should be doing it. And so and we offer that class too. So if you just send your people there for that, we can give them the information, and we got handouts that go with it. So. But we can definitely help coming up with programs. We had some Rangers that came to us that wanted to look at their program and ask if we had anything to critique. So they could even do that too. We're not hands-on. We can't go over an exercise with you.
Right.
We can't exercise, like, do an exercise, like, workout with people. Even though we're all completely certified, our scope of practice says we can't do that. So, unfortunately.
But you give them the resources to do
that. Yes, we definitely give them the resources and be like, look, this is how much you need to train. Just because you can train here is not going to benefit. You need to train to here, right? Just because you can do more doesn't mean it's better, so...
Yeah, it's interesting.
When it comes recovery, it comes into play.
Right, so. And I think sometimes, not sometimes, we as the Army, for I've been doing PT a long time, and I think we're not good at the recovery piece. Now, I've seen them go hard every day. I'm not sure that's always a good thing, right? No. You know, like it's like track workouts. I would say when I was a field grade officer, as a young major, had a captain who was a track athlete, and he coached track as well. And that was really the first time that I had a good track workout. And by then, it's not like, hey, do 10 400s max speed, go. Yeah. Probably not the best thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, so we worked through that process, and you kind of showed us how to do that. I thought it was really great. And so I'm with you. It's not just training how to do it, but it's training folks to teach others how to do it appropriately, I think, is what one of the great benefits of the Army Wellness Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
You reminded me of my days when I was a young private in the 82nd, you know, like 2000, 2001, where that was the PT plan was, we're going to run until you're not sad anymore. You know, today we're going to run Area J for 10 miles. Tomorrow we're going to run for 4 miles as fast as you can. Wednesday we're going to run another 8 miles again. We're going to go to Coolaconch. And Thursday we'll just ruck forever. And then Friday we'll do a light run. So I'm glad the Army has finally started to shift, even in the 82nd, that... Like, hey, recovery days do matter.
Yeah.
And running every day as fast as you can is a horrible training plan.
It sure is.
It sounds miserable, too.
Well, and how you recover, right? So people who talk recovery days, I mean, yoga's a good practice, stretching, walking. People always say, well, swimming is a great recovery. No. Swimming is a great workout, and I will put you in the pool, and we will do a great workout where you have to drink water because you're sweating in the pool. There are different, like, you know, you can get on the biking. So it'd be like, well, those are easy. They're not easy if you do it right.
Yes.
It's like running. You can do an easy run. Like, when we talk recovery, you can do a recovery run.
You can do a jog,
You can do a light jog, or you can do some walking, or you can, there are ways to do recovery appropriately, not just sitting and like, oh, well, it's recovery day, so you know what that means.
I'm not going to do anything.
McDonald's in the morning and Burger King in the evening. You know.
And just getting that lazy boy and prop your feet up.
That's
just
right.
Nothing. So,
that's
right. That active recovery could be important. So, you know, some of these people need to be in the gym for, you know, mental health and stuff like that. Like, okay, go ahead and go in the gym. Work on your mobility. Go as long as you're there. Some people just need to be there, right?
Some band workouts are great for that. When you talk mobility and stretching and getting that going.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even just getting outside, hiking, just
go for a little hike.
Anything. Really.
Especially out here, some great places. The Wichita Wildlife. I was just at the 40-foot hole. Have y'all been there yet?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I want to go.
Google the 40-foot hole and drive there.
Yeah.
It's like a small Grand Canyon. Very small. Like super small. Like micro Grand Canyon. It's about 40 feet down. And it's got some cool water going through it, some small waterfalls. It's a really beautiful area. I take my dog out there all the time. It's really great. The 40-foot hole for all of our listeners out there is amazing. But the Wichita Wildlife Refuge has a lot to offer.
Yes.
If you want to go cycling, biking,
some good running. Trail runs out there.
Yeah. Some great trail runs.
Do you want to pet
buffalo? Well,
I see people that are trying to. So
now, like, I will tell you, if you want to run hard, if you want, I would not recommend
it.
But need some motivation. If you need some motivation.
Yeah, these bison don't run slow.
I can't
They run
run
fast for a long time. Yeah. Not a short distance, but a long distance. Yeah. They are not slow animals. Much faster than we are.
Man.
I love the Wichita. But I'm with you. Hiking is great. There's other things you can do. But I'm with you. I think it's the ability to be able to eat well, to work out properly, and then to recover properly. It's all about that sort of health and holistic fitness. Because you're right. Like you said, like some people's a mental thing. For me, I'm the same way. After about 3 or 4 days, I found out there are days when, like, I know when I was recovering, it's like, man, I can't work out. That's like, you know, you just turn to a bear. You're like, you're snapping everybody because there's a lot of that pent up energy. It's hard to release it. If you're used to releasing in a certain way, then then you got the endorphins that are not there, the dopamine, like all these things that help like make you, I would say, a better person aren't there if you're not doing some sort of activity.
And not only that part, some people also, you know, it's good for their social, right? They go out there, they kind of socialize, they talk to their buddies. So, you know, a lot, you know, I hear a lot, oh, there's nothing to do at Fort Sill, you know, Lawton, there's nothing to do. So I think a lot of times people spend their time in the gym so they have that socialization and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's good for the mental part of that too, because now you're out there, you're talking to your buddy, you're not just sitting in the barracks or whatever playing video games. So I think some of the guys, the reason why they're in the gym so much is that's one aspect of it too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good for your mental health that way as well. So. But I'm like, you can go there. That's fine. Just don't go so hard, right? Go a little easier.
That's it.
We can definitely train 5-6 days a week as long as the training is appropriate.
That's right.
Like, you're not going to go hard 5-6 days a week, right? We can make it, spread it out so you can still train 5-6 days a week but still have that recovery time. So, and, you know, you come to us, we can definitely help you with that for sure. So,
you know, I'm looking at a question here. It says, in the age of fitness and influencers, what does your team do to talk about best practices? I want to switch that up a little bit. What would you say is the most common and worst trend you're seeing on Fort Sill anyway?
Well,
okay. Based off influencers.
I think it goes back to just doing too much because, you know, you see these influencers on there, they're going hard all the time. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're like all jacked up, you know, punching the wall or something.
Or like the CT Fletchers of just do curls 3 hours a day every day.
I tell my muscles when to grow, time to grow. So I mean, that's what he'd be saying.
Yeah. So y'all didn't see it, but Chad was flexing hard with his. Yeah. If you don't know, like he's got what do you got on your his strength right there?
Strength,
on the knuckles. I love it. I love it.
But no, but seriously, like so, there, you see him going hard all the time, but you know you don't really see all their workouts. So people see this and they're like, okay, that's just exactly what I got to do. So it goes back to what we were just talking about, and I think that's one of the biggest things. We're like, well, I follow so and so, and they're just going hard all the time. I'm like, that's just what you're seeing on the gram, you know, like.
They get paid to do that.
Yeah, like, it's like they have to look tough. They can't go in there and show their yoga workout. No one wants to see that.
That you know, so, some of them people didn't realize. Some of these people are like the top 2%.
Of the population. Yeah.
Like not everybody has David Goggins DNA. Where you can run a 200-miler, make it onto the seals, and do all the things that he's done.
But even David Goggins will tell you, just get out there and do something.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you don't have to be me. Just move. Not everybody's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
You can try, but not everybody's going to be that, or Anna Thorstadt, or any of these other folks, or you know, one of my favorite swimmers of all time, you know, Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
Like, she's a monster.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, I love to swim.
But she also won the DNA lottery.
She and Michael Phelps.
Keep in mind, that plays a lot into it.
She and Michael Phelps and all that. Come on. You know, you got folks that just, like, bench press a house. You're like, God bless you, bro. Not me, but I'm with you. You know, some of these influencers, it's fun. They get paid. I mean, like God bless them. You know, they're trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. But I think it's the beauty about what y'all do is that the wellness center is science and technology and research has gotten us to here, and this is what we can do to get you to where you want to go as a goal, right?
And it's not that those influencers are like they didn't just start looking that way because they followed the same thing we're telling you to follow.
Yeah.
But you're seeing the end result. You're not seeing, like, the steps it took them to get there. So everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
They're doing that now because they're like, hey, I can do this now because look at what I've done. Yeah, you worked really hard and you did it. But it's hard for some people to commit to making those changes.
That's a great point because would it take you 10,000 hours to be good at something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so people spend a long time getting there.
For sure.
You know, and you're right, like, it's not easy.
No, it's not. Yeah. Like, they always say, I always tell my kids, I'm like, it takes 30 days to break a bad habit. So, give yourself 30 days, right? But also, don't set these goals that are super unattainable. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to set, we call them SMART goals, right? So, the little ones help you get to where you want to be. So, a lot of people set them so huge, and then they're like, oh, what is happening? Well, you only set one big goal for yourself. You didn't give yourself enough time.
Yeah.
You didn't give yourself a realistic way to do it. So set small, attainable goals. And every time you hit a goal, celebrate it. And then before you know it, you're going to be to where you want to be. But it's a change that you have to make.
And y'all help people out with that? Like, hey, here's some goal setting that you should probably focus on, like the small wins to get to the large win? Yeah. Okay.
It's more of like a, what is, like, what's your goal? And normally it's, you know, I want to lose however much weight, or I want to gain muscle, this or that. Okay, well, what are ways you feel like we can help you get there? And then once we see that, then we help them set those goals in a more attainable way.
Okay. And so it's not just soldiers, too, but families as well, I think, right?
Yes.
So do families often come in and see y'all? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Spouses. We have quite a few that come through, so.
Okay.
So we're open to family, DA civilians, and veterans. So anyone that can use the hospital or the can use us, because we're just part of them. We are technically under preventative medicine. So,
well, that's good enough.
Yeah, so technically we're part of the clinic. So
okay.
Yeah. Now I think it's part of what you said is, you know, everybody always puts these just unattainable. I don't want to say unattainable. Mm-hmm. Some of them are attainable. They set such high goals down the road that they're not concentrating on the 25 meter target.
Yes.
Right.
And talking about people come in looking for lose weight, do you try to help them do that, or do you try to change their mindset? Because I'm always trying to tell people, quit worrying about a number and worry about a fitness goal, not necessarily a weight number.
Yes. So my big thing is people come in like, what exercise can I do to lose weight? I'm like, any exercise, because you're burning calories. But now let's not think about it this way. Let's think about, we use strength training to get strong. Mm-hmm. We use cardio to improve our cardiovascular fitness. Then you change the way you're eating, and now what's the side effect of that? You're losing weight. That's so right. Let's not focus on the weight loss per se. Let's focus on training your dietary habits, and that's not being on a diet. Let's just eat some real food, right? And we put you at that slight deficit then, like, okay, this is the calories you need to eat at. And then the weight loss is going to come. So there's really no such thing as a weight loss program, right? Because you're burning calories no matter what you do. But if you go and you eat a ton of crap throughout the day, it's going to offset that anyway. So it doesn't matter. You could burn 1,000 calories riding a bike or whatever. But if you go eat 50 or like 5,000 calories in a day and you offset that calories and you gain weight, it doesn't matter what you did at that workout anyway. So
people spend so much time worrying about the micros than just your regular food that you put in your system in the first place.
We do make a protein a priority, though. So, like, usually we're like, okay, you want to track something, let's at least track your protein. Because during a weight loss, you know, we don't want you to lose muscle mass because that is your metabolism. So we do, like, if you're going to track anything, protein, sure. Let's just make sure you get a certain amount of protein a day and then just kind of fill the rest in. So.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Big fan of eating. I'd say this. I like to eat. I'm a foodie. I really enjoy eating. And I like eating good food. We grew up eating fruits, veggies, meats.
I heard you like seafood, somebody told me.
I grew up at a beach. I love seafood. All kinds of seafood. And also, I have seafood. I eat it. thanks for detailing this. And so what I often find is I have friends who are like, oh, you know, I'm cutting back my carbs. You know, you're going to be lethargic doing that. Like, carbohydrates are probably one of your best body sources of energy. Yeah. Now it's like anything else, how you moderate your food intake, the types of nutrition. What kinds of carbs. And all I just find it fascinating. Like, I'm just going to cut back on carbs. Yeah. I'm like, well, you're cutting back on some really good stuff.
Yes.
And some really good food that tastes really well, by the way. You know, so what are y'all's thoughts on that as we look at, like, I know we talk about, and I'm not going to say diet, I'm going to say nutrition and how we eat, you know, and I think that's important because really, roughly 70% of what we look like is our body style.
For sure.
Exactly right. Yeah.
You know, and somewhere, and marketing goes into that too. Like, somewhere along the line, Subway taught everybody a loaf of bread for lunch is healthy.
That was Jared.
We all know what happened with that.
Yeah, everyone take that to anybody's video. Can you say Jared?
Oh my gosh. Not having a good time there, I suppose.
And besides, you're just there for the bod pod. What would you say is the biggest misconception of the wellness in
it? That only people in ABCP can use us. Because we'll have some NCOs that come in and be like, I never knew I could use you guys. I thought you were just for the ABCP. So I'm like, no, we're for everyone. And like you're saying, we need people come in who are at a high fitness level, you know, they don't know they can come to us. And then when they realize, and then we help them a little bit, and they're like, man, I should have utilized you guys a long time ago. So we get this stigma about just being for those guys. So
yeah.
That's one thing I see a big misconception we get all the time. So that's definitely one of the big ones. So,
so I remember as I was in 316 FA as the commander there, and I walked my first sergeant and battery commanders over to the resilience campus, the ready and resilient campus there on now the Fort Cavazos. And same thing. None of them knew that. One, they didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
And two, they didn't know what it was about. So we did the whole walkthrough, like you walk in, this is who I am. And they did all the metabolic testing, the whole gamut. And they were, and the team there was able to really, it's not just ABCP failures. It's not just the folks that are maybe Army Body Composition Program failures or about to be. It's all about, like, you know, high fitness. Hey, I want to run, the sergeant major wants to run an ultra marathon. Never done it before. How do you do that? What's the nutrition plan for that? Like, and I was telling him, you need to use this. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to get better, not just for you, but for your organization. So I mean, it's supremely important.
Yeah, I mean, even like we have a lot of people come through who have coaches, nutrition coaches. They just use us to track their calorie need or their body composition. People are getting ready for shows, so they just come in and utilize us for that too. So I mean, even if you don't want to use our other services, you could still come in and use our bod pod and stuff. We don't make you use ours or anything like that. So it's like, you know, we have many people that get ready for shows and they come in, they're like, they need to be a certain body fat percentage. People are getting ready for, you know, they got to weigh in to do their powerlifting competition. So so you know, and then, you know, I might give my 2 cents every now and then, you know, but, you know, I don't want to step on any coach's toes. But sometimes when they tell me what their coach tell them, I'm like, it's hard for me to hold my tongue. And I'm just like, man, I don't know. I shouldn't step on their coach's toes. But, man, I could probably. Anyway. so I'm getting sidetracked again.
That's good.
But, yeah, so, I think we just get that stigma of, like, you know, fit people don't come to us, so. It's only the unfit or less fit, maybe, or I don't know how you want to say that, but
So Erica, so for you and it's being new here, what were your expectations coming in, and then what are your expectations for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 or a year, 2 years, you know, moving on from here?
So let me see. I loved the wellness center. I always tried to get a job at the wellness center at every base we were at.
Nice.
But I never could until now. And coming in, I'm really excited that I'm doing something that it's what I went to school for. It's the first time in a long time that, you know, I'm actually educating people and I get to talk to them. I'm not a health educator yet, but I've been doing this for 22 years. So I do have extensive background in it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, I just continue to do that and continue to grow and stay there and continue to help, because there's, even though they just call me and I'll schedule the appointment, the amount of questions are like, well, I don't work out. Is that okay? Of course it's okay that you don't work out, but I want to start. So is this a good place to start? Yes, please come see us, you know, tell your friends, because a lot of people, when they come in, they start off with a bod pod and a health assessment review. And that's the best thing you can do, because you get a baseline of where you're at, and then you get to talk to an educator about where you want to be. And then as long as you follow up and you continue, you're going to see the results you want.
That's a good point, especially when, you got some young soldiers who've never really worked out. Like, I would say a lot have done, like, you know, you PE, physical education in school, you're doing some stuff, you may run around with your friends, but you've never, like, lots of folks have come in have not done a very structured physical training regimen.
Yeah.
And I think y'all are the really great place to go to start that if you've never done it before.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. So. I mean, I feel everyone has at least a bachelor's, and some of us have our master's in either exercise physiology, health science, to some extent. And we all have at least one certification. Some of us have more than that. So as far as knowledgeable, like, we want you to come to us and we want to help you. We want to pour our knowledge into you. We don't want you guys to go online and be like, ooh, I'm going to pick this workout today. And A, you don't have any idea what any of it is. You don't know if your body is ready to handle something like that. So everything's in baby steps. And unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of people want, like, the instant...
Yeah.
Instant gratification.
Yes,
so.
We are definitely a society of that. So.
Well, you said it earlier, Erica, is that the when you see an influencer or you see someone on TV or you see someone else in the gym, mm-hmm. like, man, that person, like, they didn't just get there.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's like if you see a duck in the water, that's like smooth on top. Underneath, there's someone doing some hard work.
Yeah.
You know, the legs are pumping, and that's what it takes to get there. It's mm-hmm. not an overnight, yeah. for sure. Especially physical fitness.
And I also like some of the people that come in that have never worked out before. You know, they're like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm nervous. I've gotten to this point. There's no way that I can change. Yes, there is a way you can change.
Yeah.
You want to do it and you have the support behind you, which is the Wellness Center. We can all help you get to where you need to go. We can make it to where you want to go to the gym and work out. Even if you start at home because you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In a gym because you've never used the equipment. You don't quite know the movements. Start small, and the small steps will then lead to bigger changes.
Yeah, that's where the mental fitness and the mental toughness comes in. You know, like I remember starting out in the gym a long, long, long time ago. And one, always a skinny kid, always have been. But, you know, fit's good. I like to be fit, but still, I mean, like Sergeant Major here is a monster, right? But, I think sometimes when it comes to mental fortitude, it's taken not just the first step, but the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step after that, and just continuing to do that.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are, like, super fit and you use the Wellness Center, too, and you go back to the gym, what I always tell people, regardless what you do, just check your pride at the door. Because mm-hmm. there's always somebody faster, always somebody stronger, and it doesn't matter. Like, don't worry about what everybody else is doing in the gym. Yeah. Like, worry about what you're doing. Hopefully it's appropriate. And by that, I mean you're doing the right form, form over function, right? You know, kind of thing. And, but like Sergeant Major said, he saw someone at the gym the other day. And I thought he thought he was going to have a conniption fit because they're poor form, right?
You know, talking to the people that have never worked out before, they're trying to get into it. I think the message I try to tell people too is, well, I don't want to go to the gym because everybody's going to be staring at me. Yeah. And what you realize is, you know what? No one in the gym is paying attention to you.
No.
Everyone's in their own little world. So you just got to get out there and just do it.
Yeah.
And everyone started somewhere.
Yeah. That's
at one point or another, they were you. So.
That's it. You know, I find sometimes, like I used to coach Olympic lifting. I'm a huge fan of coaching. Coach a lot of sports. Olympic lifting was one of my favorite things to coach, besides volleyball and swimming. Two greatest sports in the world. But, I said it. And I love football, too, but those are two of my favorite. But what I find, too, is, and this is what I found when I was learning to do Olympic lifting, was asking somebody who I thought had good form, like, hey, can you watch to see if I am doing this right? Mm-hmm. That's also, I think a lot of people are okay with that if you ask them to do that. You know, I've had people ask me, you say, hey, are you interested in some coaching techniques? If not, it's no big deal. But, and like Sergeant Major said earlier, too, is, oftentimes you think someone's staring at you. They're just looking off into space.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like you just turn around and it's like, you know, you're trying to get that blood back into your head.
They're just in their rest period, waiting for their next set.
You try not to fall over. You know, sometimes you do that heavy lift, you know, all the blood goes out of your head. You're like, oh, please don't fall. Please don't fall on everybody, you know.
Yep.
We've all done that. You're like, please don't fall.
You drop that heavy deadlift and you start getting that tunnel.
I'm just going to sit down here. I'm going to lay down for a second, you know.
You know, it's important to always seek advice, too, because, you know, one, I thought I was fit when I got stationed down in Florida, and I was in seventh group at the time, and I realized I wasn't even in the top 30% down there. I know they had the Thor program there, which has changed its title now. You know, then fast forward a bunch of years, I got the JBLM, I was a battalion CSM, they assigned us a strength and conditioning coach. You know, and I had gotten my CrossFit level one service, so I thought I knew more than I thought I did. And then you have a strength and conditioning coach sitting there. Hey, your form sucks. Show me the way, Padawan.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's always good if just to ask.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, for me, when I decided I wanted to get into powerlifting, there was this one guy that always come to the gym, just big guy. No one ever really talked to him. He'd just go in the corner and just squat like I don't even know how much. So I was like, I want to get into this. I'm just going to go up and start talking to him. I'm like, hey, how do I get like you? And he's like, here's what you got to do.
Eat.
And he was more than happy, more than willing to like help me and He would answer any question, but most people were scared of him because he was just a big dude, kept to himself, never really talked to anybody. Ended up being like one of the nicest guys, and he ended up like giving me a belt and all kinds of stuff, and like gave me all kinds of great information. And I'm like, man, I want to be like that. That's how I want to be. Yeah, I want people to feel like they can come up to me and ask me. So
that's that mental fortitude, not just getting in the gym or getting on the court or getting on a bike or doing something, like just walking, just taking that first step. Mm-hmm. Like Erica, like you said, there's a discipline to that.
Yeah,
that's the key. I often find that those who are more disciplined in their field craft or their lifting technique or you name it, have a little bit stronger mental fortitude because they've got that wherewithal to push through, whether it's some pain, whether it's like, I got to get this PR, or if you didn't, then you got to, because, you know, there's sometimes, you know, in a meet or a match or you name it, or you think you're going to win, you don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, then what? Well, that's what coaches are for. That's what your teammates are for. That's where that mental toughness and fortitude comes in. And that's why the health and holistic fitness means something. And there's a spiritual aspect to this. Like Sergeant Major got me hooked on listening to and watching one of his favorite, Courtney Dowalter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she talks about the pain cave and, you know, she goes in a really dark place. And that's some, you know, and you got to figure out your way around that. You know, when you're running 200 miles or whatever.
And it's knowing that pain cave is temporary, I think is important. And especially with new people getting to work now. You know, you go through that, you first start working out, or even if you're coming back from an injury, you go through that sore period. Mm-hmm. It's knowing that you just got to fight through that sore period. Like, I know, like, when I just recently rebroke my foot, I know my next run is going to be the worst experience of my life. But I know the only way to make the next run better is just to keep running again. It's knowing it's temporary. You know, you just got to push through it. Yeah. I know full well my first run is going to be the saddest experience of my life. I'm probably going to run a mile at a 10-minute pace. Yeah. And
can I be home. There and see the tears come out of your eyes when I video this?
No, I'll go home and crawl in the fetal position and cry myself to sleep.
I also want to see that so I can video that for posterity.
Do it just for you. and go just to go back a little bit, since you've been here the longest, what would you say is the best story you have of success with somebody?
One that just kind of comes to mind, right? Like, I don't know if anybody knows, we do a cadre resiliency program, right? Mm-hmm. The drill sergeants have to come and check in with us and stuff. You know, they're very busy people, you know, it's hard for them to do stuff, right? It's kind of hard to stay on nutrition and exercise and especially sleep. But one of my clients, you know, we kind of figured out you could do these small, they don't have to be huge workouts. You don't have to go and spend an hour in the gym. You could do small 15, 10 minute workouts, but over the days it adds up, right? So we found out she could take like 10, 15 minutes, do a couple exercises, and then we, you know, bring some snacks, do these things and actually get enough calories in. And then she was able to, you know, drop a significant percentage in body fat and everything and kind of met some goals that she needed. Not where she wants to be yet, but, I mean, she's made huge difference into just making these small changes. So like you're saying, you don't have to make these gigantic things, right? Like spend an hour and a half in the gym. You don't need that. Just move some. Stay, you know, consistent with it. So that's one that I think really kind of stands out because, you know, her being a drill sergeant, it was very hard to find what we could do for her to be able to stay active and eat right and stuff like that. So,
well, the time management criteria too, right? Because that's a huge one.
Yeah, for sure. So,
especially for folks that are super busy. I like what you're saying there.
So I really like that one. Actually, I wanted to use her as one of our spotlight people that quiz. We do that and like send it out in like our, you know, agency or whatever you want to call it. But and we put it on our Instagram and stuff if we have some. So next time she comes in, I want to see if she wants to be. So I kind of talked about the old podcast, though.
Oh, yeah. So. And so on that same vein, Erica, you know, you being new, and then, and I'll liken it to what we're doing now in the Army is we're transforming. We're trying to see where we're going to the future. So as the new kid on the block, if you will, where do you see the Army Wellness Center in 5-10 years? Like, what are some programs, something you would like, if you were Queen for a day, the Army Wellness Center, this is what I want to do, this is why. What would it be? probably on the spot right here. That's a tough question.
I'm glad you got that one.
I could come up with one of those. I want to see it grow bigger, yeah. And I want to see more people take advantage of it because, I mean, what we offer, if you wait, you know, like wait until your spouse is out of the Army and you mm-hmm. no longer have any access to anything on base, what we offer, if you go off base to try to get it, I mean, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is not cheap. And, you know, what the military is offering to not only its soldiers, but the spouses, dependents, civilians. I mean, yeah. It's a huge thing because they want your wellness to be a priority for you. So I would love to see it. I remember the first time I went to the Fort Sill Wellness Center here, it was in this little shack, like a long time ago. And when I came back and I saw where it is now, I was like, oh, it's grown. So, I mean, I'd like that whole building to just be the wellness center. And we have a bunch of educators and techs and just the ability to be able, maybe be able to expand what we can do with people, because I think that would benefit them as well.
Yeah, I like what you said there. All of it was really awesome. But what I really thought was interesting you just said is when you retire or when you get out, like Sergeant Major and I talk about this all the time. Like, physically, I think I could do things I did when I was 18, 20 years old. I still can, just maybe a little slower.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one of those ones, like, hey, now that I'm 50, because I just turned 50, I have 50-year-old personal records,
so
right?
So old.
So old. But, you know, like, when I was 20, I had, like, 20, you know, personal records. And when I was 30, I was like, oh, I can do more than that. And when I was 40, I'm like, I think I could still do more than that.
Yeah.
But the older I got into 40, I'm like, well, maybe I should do 40-year-old personal records.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, that might be something good that we as a community can really reach out to our veteran or even our civilian, DA civilians. Like, hey, look, even the older we get, we can still be strong.
Yeah, you can.
We can still do these things.
And you want to be able to do those things. Like sitting and standing without assistance, walking without a cane, you know, lifting something, a box. You want to be able to do all those things on your own. But if you don't make your wellness a priority when you're young and continue it, you know, you're going to be the one that needs a cane or can't lift something over your arms because you aren't strong enough.
I mean, having an accountability buddy, you know, like, you know.
That's a good word.
Yeah, accountability buddy, right? Who comes in with you?
Yeah.
Like, hey, somebody who's going to get up with you at whatever clock in the morning or in the evening, like, we're going to go and do this.
Yeah.
So for those out there listening, if you're afraid to do it on your own, bring somebody with you. Have them accountable to you and you accountable to them. Because I find this, like you said, Chad, like, why do we go to the gym? Oftentimes we go with other people to see other people, because once you're there and you're with other people, it's kind of hard to leave.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is important, too, is that accountability person. And I'm going to two-prong this one. One, it's important to have that. And one, it's important to find a workout that you like, and whatever keeps you getting up every morning and doing it, that's what you go with. So, like, mine is my wife, Tamara. She doesn't like the gym, really. Mm. But she loves the, what's it called, combat fitness. Or you watch a video and you're doing, like, fighting, sparring type stuff with following people on the TV. Yeah. But that's what gets her up every day. And the good thing is, when I started sulking because of my injury, she was the one. I was getting up at 5 a.m., 4:30, like, hey, get up, go to the gym.
Yeah.
A lot like that social media influencer, the guy with the long hair, says, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Does she play music? Yeah. Do, 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 do.
So why I go do that, she does her combat, then she gets ready for work, so by the time I get back, I'm doing it. But she's my accountability person. So I think it's important to have that person to say, hey, just get up.
You know, it's funny. Mine, so my husband definitely, he's like, did you work out today? And I'm like, yes, did you? And he's like, yep. I'm like, all right. Sometimes we see each other there. Sometimes we don't. But I have a soon-to-be 18-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And my favorite thing is that my 3-year-old, when we say it's time to work out, I mean, he will squat. He will do a burpee. He will do push-ups. My 9-year-old, he knows how to deadlift.
That's great.
My 13 and 17-year-old, we have a gym in our garage, and they go in there, and they work out with each other. And I'm always like, where do you guys? And they're like, well, we see you and Dad do it all the time. So
that's healthy.
You know,
yeah,
it's just what we do. It's like second nature. So
my wife Jolinda does that. So she used to do a lot of fitness training and coaching and whatnot with me. So she's got some medical stuff. But we talk about fitness and what that means and why we should do it and being accountable. And I have an identical twin brother. We do the same. We talk about working out quite a bit. I also think that, and my brother and I also we'll get on like WhatsApp and like talk while we're working out. It's kind of fun to have someone else in the gym with you, sort of. But the other thing I like to do is sign up for something, especially if you got to pay for it. It means you got to do it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to lose money. You're like, hey, I'm gonna sign up for a race. We'll do it. Yeah. Say you do it, then do it. Pay money. Once you pay, you're doing it.
Once you put that $130 down,
you're going to have it. Because when you don't.
That's like Allison with her mutters mud and runs. Stuff.
Oh, Tough Mudders are the best. Yeah. They're my favorite. Yeah, get a team. Oh, that's... I talk Tough Mudders all day.
Yeah. Allison should be here then. You talk to her about
Allison
does them, so.
Yeah, I know they're great.
I definitely think they're cool, so.
Yeah, but signing up, whether it could be a powerlifting competition, it doesn't matter if you win it or not. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to take you under their wing.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm new at this. I'm a super amateur. How do I do this? Yeah. Okay, you might be in last place. Who cares? You did it.
Yeah.
Like, go out and do it.
Yeah. And also, give yourself some grace. There's going to be days where... You know, you can go, you be ready to go, and then all of a sudden one day you're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, or you're like, oh my gosh, I ate like crap. I'm not going to eat tomorrow. No, it's okay. Just start fresh. Like, you're allowed to have those dips. It's life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have these great moments and then sometimes not so great moments. But you still get up, do the same thing again, and start fresh.
Yeah, it's better absolutely. Than quitting. Yeah, no, I'm with you, because as long as you're doing something, yeah, don't quit. It's not good. Unless it's smoking. Quit smoking.
Yeah, that's bad for you.
Do that.
Yeah, do that. Bad for you.
Quit that.
Yeah.
So if there is one thing the listeners could take away before we close out today, what would it be about the Wellness Center?
I don't know. I guess just in general, we're there to help everyone. So wherever you are in your training or whatever, we're there. We can help. We have 4 educators. We all have diverse backgrounds. So whether it's you want to do yoga, powerlifting, we have someone there that's going to be able to help you. So don't be scared to come down and, just get that initial appointment. We could talk to you. So we'll definitely have some kind of advice for you. And if you come to me and I don't really know what I'm talking about for you, I will say, hey, maybe you should go with someone else. So at least if we really don't know, we'll tell you we don't know. Maybe I'm not the right one for you. So we're going to put you with the right person to help you reach what you need to do. So, really just come on down. If you don't think you can get help, just come down and see him. You know, maybe we'll surprise you. So,
We're a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys could tell or not, but.
Oh yeah, maybe go watch our social media. We think we're hilarious, so.
I think one thing I'd say is, I always tell people, you got to do the Sergeant Major cliche trifecta. You got to piggyback, you got to caveat, then you got to behoove everyone to do something. I think going back to what you said, Eric, is people don't realize that what you guys are offering would cost $500 if you went on post somewhere.
Oh, easily.
Probably just to get in the door.
Just for your initial assessment and all the other stuff, not including the monthly. Yeah. So get out there, go see them, and use their knowledge and their facilities. You can't go wrong. It's not just for bod pods.
Yes.
Let the Wellness Center take you to the next level.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Can you say that again?
Yeah. Let the Wellness Center take you to the next level.
I love it.
We need to use that.
I know. That's your new slogan right there as you go in. Well, look, for all our listeners out there, I really appreciate you taking your time as we get into Thanksgiving in a couple days. So health and holistic fitness means a lot to all of us in this room, and it should mean a lot to you as we move forward in our lives to get better physically, mentally, and spiritually. Once again, everybody, we are the Frontier Banter Podcast, and looking forward to chatting with folks next month. So thanks a lot.